Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining me on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of the show. We've already started acting crazy tonight inside the chat room. Michael, my producer, is here joining us. Lisa is here. We also have a guest inside the chat room as well. And Miss Linda Johnson is joining us this evening as well. Well, listen, many of you know that pretty much the entire summer on At Home with Victoria, I've been focusing on women's issues, especially when it comes to health, fitness, and also just trying to eat better. So with that said, there was a very, very nice young lady that I met named Betty Hines, and Betty had saw through Facebook that I was trying to focus on these issues. So she says, Victoria, got a great guest that's going to come on your show, and I think that you will really like her. And her name is Janice, and she says that Janice worked for a company, the Wellness Company, and basically Janice is very much someone who is into natural products, but more importantly, natural products that we need to use inside our home. So, you know, when we're cleaning and when we're cooking and we're doing all those things, you know, this is what Janice's passion is. So that is who we are going to talk to tonight on At Home with Victoria. I had the opportunity to speak with her a little bit before the show, and I know all of you are going to like her because she has just such a wonderful spirit. So we'll see if we can go ahead and get her on the line with us tonight. Hi, Janice. Are you with us?
I am, Victoria. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I'm so happy to have you here tonight. And as I was telling the listeners of my show, as well as all of my friends inside the chat room, that you and I spoke a little bit earlier. I know the background story about how and why you got started in the wellness business. So tell my my listeners as well as my fans a little bit about yourself and tell us that story about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm happy to do that. I got interested in the whole idea of using safer products in my home when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was only 41 years old at the time, and I had none of the risk factors associated with breast cancer. I'm the first person in my family to ever have breast cancer. I've never smoked. I've always been a runner, a fitness nut. And basically, my cancer was what is referred to as hormone receptor negative, meaning no relationship with female hormones. And so you can imagine how shocked I was and how shocked my family was when I got the diagnosis that I had breast cancer. I happened to work for a United States senator at the time, and one of the advantages of that, you know, the senator is a woman, and she's very much an advocate for women's health, and one of the advantages is that she immediately got an appointment for me at the National Institute of Health so that I could have a consultation with one of the country's leading oncologists.
Great. And, you know, something else that we spoke about earlier over the telephone before you got here on the show, and that was the entire issue, as that we as Americans, you know, these days are demanding better products in our homes, demanding better and pure products for our children, but also that there's this kind of invisible wave out there, I think, in our country where a lot of people, you know, do think or also suspect, and I know you're going to talk a little bit about research, that there is a link between breast cancer as well as the environment in which we live. And you had all this interesting information because, you know, you're very current in terms of the literature and studies. So share a little bit with us about that and also your thoughts between that link between breast cancer and the environment.
Yes. Well, I think it's shocking that I was diagnosed 17 years ago. And, of course, at that time, you know, when the oncologist suggested to me that my cancer very probably was caused by environmental toxins since I had none of the risk factors, I was shocked to hear that. And basically I said, you know, I don't know why that would occur because I don't work with toxic waste in any way. And she corrected me and said, I think you would be amazed at just how polluted your indoor air is in your home. And so that was the beginning of my becoming interested in studies and educating myself about that link. But here we are 17 years later. When I was diagnosed, the statistics were 1 in 11 women were expected to have breast cancer in their life. Today, that has gone up to 1 in 8. And in the country, 1 in 2 people in the U.S. will have some kind of cancer in their lifetime. We have the highest rate of cancer in the world today. And, of course, as recently as May, a presidential panel advised President Obama that cancers from the environment are grossly understated and mm-hmm. that daily exposures cause far more cancers than once thought. And these were all, you know, obviously well-known scientists who served on the Presidential Advisory Council.
And, you know, I do think and I also believe, and just with me having the opportunity being a television and news anchor, you know, doing stories on breast cancer in my television career, I do think people always in the back of their minds have always suspected that there was this link between breast cancer and the environment. So, you know, I think it's great that all these studies are actually being done because it just verifies a lot of what people were thinking anyway. And you and I both know, probably more so than me since you worked on Capitol Hill, you know, studies are certainly what in a lot of cases will dictate policy in America.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Senator Frank Lautenberg introduced a bill this year called the Child Safe Chemicals Act. And he basically, in the bill, said that the current law is absolutely ineffective. It fails to protect our families and the environment. And he said, you know, our system for regulating industrial chemicals is broken. And parents are afraid because there are hundreds of untested chemicals found in their children's body, and EPA does not have the tools to act on dangerous chemicals. So that is stuck in committee right now. And it's, frankly, it's very difficult to pass legislation to, you know, really put greater teeth into that law because obviously it will end up regulating the big manufacturing companies like Procter & Gamble and Johnson & Johnson and Colgate-Palmolive. And frankly, they have huge lobbies. So
Yes, they do. Very hard. Very much so. And I just want to take a moment to thank all of our friends inside the chat room. And Janice, this, just to let you know, there's a young lady, very good friend of mine, Cheryl, says that she is very much familiar with your company. So that you are working with, so you're in good company that there are people in my chat room that already know about your company. So I just wanted to put that bug.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, to put that bug inside your ear. But for those of you that are just joining the conversation, I do see we have a few more guests inside the chat room. Janice is joining us tonight, and I met her through a friend of a friend, and I was interested in having her come on the show because I've been doing this topics the entire summer about wellness. But one aspect of the wellness issues that I've been covering that we didn't talk about was, you know, the basic products that we go every single day that you buy in your local grocery store. When you're buying the, you know, cleaning solution for your house to wash your windows with, you know, your detergent, all of that has chemicals in it. So what I liked about Janice is that she's basically, as she just mentioned, as a result of breast cancer, she has committed her life to wellness and educating us about the importance of having natural products inside of our house. So Janice, tell us a little bit about your wellness company, but also maybe you can give us some examples of the products that are about the healthy products that's inside of your products as opposed to the stuff that we're going to buy in our regular grocery store that probably isn't too good for us.
Absolutely. I've been representing the wellness company for the last 8 years, and I chose this particular company because they are a manufacturing company. They are very into the science behind the products. Most of their products, in fact, have scientific patents. They employ a team of some of the best scientists in the world who have developed phenomenal products for us to use in our home that are absolutely safe. And in fact, I was looking for a convenient, economical way to convert my home to safe products. And I tried many, many of the various natural products companies out there, and this is not only the best by far. I liked it because it's convenient. I can shop directly with the company online, and the products are very economical because all of our customers shop factory direct, which eliminates all the middlemen that are usually involved in manufacturing and distribution. Just to give you an example, one of the most prevalent chemicals that is used in most personal care products and skincare and cosmetics in this country and still used today, was used 17 years ago when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but it's still very prevalent, is formaldehyde. And formaldehyde obviously is a very effective preservative because it, you know, we use it in this country to embalm bodies. It is a known carcinogen. In fact, there is a bill in Congress aimed at reducing the amount of formaldehyde allowed in personal care products, skincare, and cosmetics. Again, it's stalled in committee. It's in almost everything the average person has in their bathroom, from toothpaste to mouthwash to body lotions, shampoos, shave gels and creams, and antiperspirants. And my company manufactures all of those companies without all of those products, excuse me, without formaldehyde. We only use natural preservatives. An example of a natural preservative is Japanese honeysuckle. We don't use any toxic preservatives. We don't use chlorine, which is also highly carcinogenic, in any of our cleaning products. We don't use ammonia. We don't use phthalates, which are known to be extremely toxic, especially to children, and they are commonly found in laundry detergents and in other cleaning products. They also are an ingredient in plastics. So, you know, when that's why you're hearing that you should never microwave in a plastic container and about, you know, trying to reduce the amount of bottled water you drink. Anyway, our company uses none of those. In fact, none of our cleaning products even require childproof caps. That's how safe they are. There are no poisonous chemicals. And we even manufacture a safe disinfectant that is EPA approved that is known to kill everything from Staphylococcus to Salmonella, tuberculosis germs, Pseudomonas, H1N1, and yet is absolutely safe. For use around children, in your kitchen, around food. So we have just phenomenal products, over 300 products, five different product lines, everything that we use in our bathrooms, everything that we use in our home to clean our homes with, skincare and cosmetics, and we even manufacture over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, most of which have our patented formulas.
Wow. Well, and you know, I have always been one to think whenever I read I'm not going to say read because half of the words I can't pronounce, or when I would try to read the labels, you know, of different things at the grocery store that you bring into your house. You know, most of the stuff as a regular average person, Janice, I have no clue as to what half of that stuff is inside of those things. And I personally, was one of these kind of people that really didn't think much about it. I thought, oh, you know, well, if the government says that it's okay and it's in the store, so I guess it must be okay. But one day, and I can't say the name of the product, but it was some stuff, you know, I went to the grocery store and I came home, and it was a new product that I had decided to try that was on the market because I'm the type of person, I love trying new products. That's like my little secret and thing. I just love buying new products just to try them, especially if it's cleaning stuff for the house. I just love to do that. And as soon as I opened the bottle, it was this really foul smell that came out. And I thought, well, you know, I guess maybe, you know, because it's supposed to be, you know, sort of potent, maybe that smell is supposed to be there. But I poured some into a bottle because I was going to dilute it. Accidentally got some on my hand. And I'm telling you, my skin was burning like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just remember thinking, my goodness, if I just got a little drop of this stuff on my hand, Janice, it was really, really burning. So I thought, well, if that's just a drop of it on my hand, I would be crazy to try to clean with this because,
yeah.
then, you know, I would have cleaned my counter space and everything. So imagine, you know, had I put that chemical on the counter space when, you know, you laid stuff down on your counter, that it would have got on other things. So that was really kind of my first time or experience when I kind of stood up and said, I don't know if this really is a good thing, and I should really try to pay better attention to what's actually inside of these products.
Yes, I think many of us in the past, you know, we associate clean with smells that, frankly, are very bad for us, because many of us were raised in homes where chlorine bleach was used. There was a lot of chlorine, and we always associate that with, you know, that means that it's sanitary and sterile. And in fact, even the way that most of us are exposed to toxins is inhalation and dermal absorption. So anything you inhale is going directly into your bloodstream, and it's, you know, going to damage your major organs. Anything that you apply to your skin, because we have thousands of blood vessels just below the skin, it quickly is transported through our bloodstream to our major organs. And that's why so many doctors are using patch technology, technology.
I just got so excited. It's very interesting that you bring up that point, because I had a young lady who was on my show, and very much like you, she really lives a life where she uses natural products, but she tries to focus on the makeup. She, you know, came on and kind of talked a little bit about the makeup, but she said exactly what you said about how, you know, about how women, you know, we put this makeup on, and, you know, whatever you put on your skin, from lotion to perfume, and it really never clicked with me until she said it, and then now you said it again, is that we really have to understand that stuff is literally absorbed into our bodies. And that's pretty powerful when you think about it.
It is. And, you know, there are three ways we're exposed to toxins. The third is, you know, basically ingestion. But as adults, we rarely are, you know, have the problem of ingesting poisons. But the dermal absorption and the inhalation are huge issues. And if you consider that the average home has 6 to 8 times greater air pollution than the outdoor air, it's a huge problem, because these fumes remain pent up in our home. They are called volatile organic compounds. And if we were to put a blindfold on you, Victoria, and lead you through a regular grocery store, you would be able to know, you would identify when we got you into the cleaning aisle. And that's because even tightly sealed containers outgas what are called volatile organic compounds. And so a toxicologist could walk through your home with a wand like a Geiger counter and just wave it in front of your the cupboard below your kitchen sink, where most of us keep a lot of our cleaning products, and the levels would escalate, you know, because you've got toxic chemicals behind there, even though they're tightly sealed. The Susan Komen Foundation actually funded a study in 2007, and the participants were Harvard Medical School and School of Public Health, the Roswell Park Cancer Institute, University of Southern California, Keck School of Medicine, the Silent Spring, and all of the results of that study were published, and they found that out of 80,000 chemicals that exist in the products most of us use in and around our homes on a day-to-day basis, that less than 200 have even been tested for safety. And they found, and they found 200 that caused breast cancer in their animal tests. And these were everyday chemicals. They induced breast tumors in animals. They were all the things that are in, you know, traditional cosmetics, in cleaning products. And as a result, the Komen Foundation pledged $5 million to develop improved research tools to root out the environmental causes. But their results showed a 95% relationship between environmental toxins and breast cancer. Less than 5% being genetic.
That is absolutely amazing information. I mean, you're really giving us some good information. I see why Betty kept saying to me, you've got to get her on the show. You've got to get her on the show. And also, just a quick second, speaking of people on the show, the world has come to a stop here on At Home with Victoria because Toni Foster, my really good friend who's a businesswoman, is joining us for the first time inside the chat room. I just wanted to acknowledge you, Toni, and say we love you. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on At Home with Victoria. Now, Toni also mentioned that that she actually uses the products. So, and she says that from your company, and she likes them. So, I just, you know, Janice, want to let you know I have just so many wonderful friends and folks that you know that certainly support every single thing that I do. And I think this may be Toni on the line who may be calling. And Janice, you don't know her, but she just buys those products. And I think she just want to kind of, you know, to let all of our listeners know that they should definitely email you if they're interested and get those products. So let's see if
fantastic.
I can get if this is Toni that is on the line with us so far. Hi, Toni. This is Victoria. Are you with us? Hi, caller. Are you with us? Well, we'll try back a little bit later. It was a 410 call, but I thought it was Toni because inside the chat room she did say that she uses the products. She basically swears by them and that she really, really loves the products very well. Janice, give all of my listeners and the folks inside my chat room, although the information is in there, an email address if they want to reach you directly, you know, to perhaps test one of your products. Hi, Janice. Give us an email address for all the folks inside the chat room or in case somebody just wants to meet up with you.
Hello?
Hi, Janice. Are you with us?
Hello?
Hi, Janice. Yeah, Janice, we're here. Are you with us?
No, this is Toni.
Oh, well, I'll get Janice back on. I don't know what happened. We had a switcheroo, but Toni, how are you? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing fine. So glad to be here. I've been trying to get in so many times, Victoria. This is such a great talk show. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. So have you tried natural products? And what's your take on it? Do you like them as well?
I do. Actually, I use the Melaleuca. I've used the hand sanitizer. I love it because it actually doesn't dry your hands out. I use the dryer sheets in the dryer, and I tell you, it's such a big difference in using those dryer sheets. I read an article about how some of the dryer sheets you buy from the department store, I mean the grocery stores, how it can cake up in that little screen, and it really does, and that the dryer sheets really help with that. I use the products for cleaning my bathroom, scrubbing my floor. I use the toothpaste. It is fantastic.
Wow. Well, and you know, one of the and Janice, if you're there, we're going to try to get you back on the line. Somehow when we switched over to Toni, something happened. But I'm glad that Toni did call in because I like it when someone uses the products and they can kind of call in and give a testimonial. But Toni, and I know, you know, you've been all over the place. You're well-established woman. So what would you say to somebody who says, well, you know, why not just get it from the grocery store as opposed to, you know, ordering it directly from the manufacturer or somebody like Janice? I mean, I'm sure you think it's worth it to at least try it.
Well, you know, I have to agree that the inconvenience of having to order it over the Internet all the time can sometimes be a little taxing. But what I found that a lot of the products that you use, that you can get in the grocery stores, say for instance like what is the Greenworks or what have you, they still have a lot of the other toxic ingredients in it. And to be quite honest, when you're talking about some of the products for cleaning and sanitizing, you're going to get a small portion of some of the other chemicals because they're not going to work right if you don't. I mean, you know, I've actually used the Melaleuca bleach as well, and I like that.
It's interesting that you say that about the Greenworks. And, Toni, I think a lot of it also could be in the packaging because I have to say when that stuff first started appearing inside the grocery store, I definitely, you know, as your regular consumer who kind of stopped and took a second look and thought, oh, well, you know, the bottle, you know, has this name of that it being greener, so I guess that's exactly what it is.
And Greenworks is made by Clorox.
Interesting. Really interesting. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Well, darling, thank you so much for calling in. And
you'll be
coming on here soon to talk about your fabulous clothing. So we'll have to email you and get you on here, especially
with
the holidays coming up, because people need to do some shopping from you.
Terrific. I like that.
All right, love. I'll talk to you
okay.
soon. Thank
all
you
right,
so
bye-bye.
Much. And I want to thank all of you that are joining us. Somehow we originally were talking to Janice, and I kind of got switched off from Janice. But we'll see if we can get Janice back on the line. Janice, are you with us?
I am.
I'm sorry. Somehow I was switching over to talk to Tony to get her testimonial because she buys the products that you sell, and somehow things went kind of crazy. But anyway, I'm happy that you're back. Did you get a chance to listen to what Tony said about the products?
I did, and I'm very excited about it, and I think Tony is very representative of our customers. She mentioned a bleach product that we make. It's actually not bleach. I just want to clarify that. We don't use chlorine in any of our products, but it is a substitute, and it's called Mellobrite, and it is a non-bleach whitener. And that brought to mind that I should share some of the ingredients in our products and why our products work very effectively without toxic chemicals. And so we use Melaleuca oil, which is tea tree oil, and it comes from the Melaleuca alternifolia bush. It's naturally antiseptic. It's naturally fungicidal. It's antibacterial. And it's completely safe. In fact, the nickname tea tree oil comes from the fact that you can take the leaves of the Melaleuca alternifolia bush and you can brew tea with it. We use a lot of citrus, real lemon, and I have to tell you, our bathroom cleaner, every 16-ounce concentrate contains the juice of 20 lemons. In addition to the tea tree oil, which is a natural fungicide. So it's very effective for eliminating soap scum and water calcifications, mineral deposits, and it's very fresh, you know, fresh lemons. So we use a lot of natural ingredients. Our disinfectant, we use thyme oil, which is a natural ingredient from the herb thyme. Mm-hmm. And all of our products are as I said, we have scientific patents. We have extensive information about how the products work and why they work that are available to all of our customers. A lot of our customers enjoy the convenience of shopping online because you can shop directly with the company from the comfort of your home after the kids are in bed. A lot of young moms, you know, like that convenience. They come to your home in about 3 to 5 days. And so I am not a distributor. I do help people set up accounts so that they can shop directly with the company. It's like a membership, kind of like a Sam's Club.
I don't mean to cut you off, but you said membership. Speaking of membership, you had sort of a special offer for folks that wanted to try the products out tonight through you. What was that?
I certainly do. I'm willing to offer a free one-year membership. Normally the cost is $29. And I'm willing to offer a free membership to anyone who would like to try shopping with my company.
I think that is absolutely wonderful. And, Janice, as the show goes on, besides the chat room, I also get tons of emails in from people that listen to the show all over the U.S. And this is a young lady who is listening right now from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And she says that with the free membership, how long will that last? So will it last two weeks? How long will that last? That's special.
Okay, I'm willing to extend that offer until the 27th of August.
Okay, great. So did you guys hear that? Free membership until the 27th of August. Now, when they do email you, they should probably, of course, mention this through Victoria and on the show At Home with Victoria so that you will know that that's them directly, right?
Absolutely. And I was starting to give my email address when Tony joined us. May I do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's my name, and that is JanicT as in Tom, EETER, at IGLIDE.net. So it's Janice Teeter, like teeter totter, at iglide.net.
Great. And also for those of you that that don't have a pen or anything to write the information down. It's also on my site for Blog Talk Radio as well, so you'll find the information there. So when the show is over, or again, you have up until August the 27th, and I'm assuming, Janice, that's August the 27th of this month. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. So you have up until August the 27th of this month, but maybe we can rope Janice into coming back around Christmas time and have her come back on the show and do a special for Christmas, because I think that would be a great Christmas gift to give people natural products and a good way to also get people started, you know, using something like this.
It would be wonderful because all of our body lotions and our body washes, we only use natural fragrance. So we have white tea and ginger. We have pear raspberry. We have liquid soaps with names like grapefruit splash and mint. And we only use natural fragrance. We don't use anything artificial. So they do make wonderful, we have spa quality products that make wonderful Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And Janice, the reason why I said that in trying to rope you in into coming back, it was also for my selfish reasons, because that would be something that I would like to try, to try out, but also to send, especially to my girlfriends who have children, because they're always looking for natural products to kind of send that to them as a gift. And then hopefully if they like it, then they will then go ahead and start to order it yourself. So it's a little selfish that I asked you to come back before Christmas and bring us your offer again, I must say.
Well, I think that's an excellent, excellent idea. And as you said, young moms and women who are planning to start a family, it's very important for them to eliminate the carcinogens from their home. There was a study published in June of this year about the, basically they had volunteers who volunteered to have the umbilical blood tested, and they found, more than 80 chemicals in the umbilical cord of unborn children. And the children, the babies have been born healthy. It's just the question remains, I just pulled up the study. Actually, it found an average of 232 chemicals in the cord blood. And there are chemicals found in a wide array of common household products, shampoos, conditioners, cosmetics, plastics. And so basically it just, it raises the issue of what does this mean for the future of these children in terms of their health. So it's very important to try to eliminate it. But this was funded by the Environmental Working Group. And, in fact, the president of the Environmental Working Group, his wife was pregnant at the time, and she participated in the study.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty frightening.
Yeah, it is very much so. And I just want to, again, thank all of our guests to take the time, just to thank everyone inside the chat room that's joining us, Cheryl from Moms Are Us. And speaking of Cheryl, Janice, you'll notice a lot of my fans, I hate to say fans because they really are my friends, and I consider you, Janice, one of my friends as well. That follow me on the show. Cheryl was one of them, and she's got this wonderful organization called Moms Are Our Best, and she would be a good person to you for you to connect with, because she has a lot of networking opportunities in Baltimore. In fact, she's got something coming up where she has businesses come out and speak and talk about their products and things. So I'm sure Cheryl will find you on Facebook.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, she will, yeah. And Linda, you are a doll. You're always with us inside the chat room and supporting me in the show, Linda Johnson, so thank you. My right hand I couldn't do anything without is Michael K. Michael is my producer and new co-host of the show, and also the woman who just made the show so special for me besides Janice is Tony Foster, who is joining us as well as Lisa. So I just think it's important to acknowledge and to thank everyone that's inside the chat room and folks that follow me, and also all the emails that I get in as the show goes on as well. Janice, I do have a question. This is a question from New Jersey, and this is Layla. And Layla says her question is, do you guys sell any products specifically for babies, for example, baby wash and baby lotion?
We do. We have a whole line of tear-free products for children and babies, and, that's an important audience.
Great. So if you want Layla to connect with her, again, the information, her website is on my page here at Blog Talk Radio. But before she gets off the show, I'll certainly have Janice give her email address out again. And don't forget, she's very nice to give free membership for anybody that emails her saying that they heard her on the show At Home with Victoria. And that membership that she's giving out, that offer lasts up until August the 27th. So if you guys can, just go ahead and try it, and I'd be interested to see what you actually think of it. Tony seems to like the hand sanitizer, so when I decide to try it, I think I'll try the hand sanitizer. So Tony seems to swear by that, Janice, so I think when I put my order in, I'm going to go ahead and try that hand sanitizer.
A lot of moms really like it because their children have to use it now in school. They have to carry hand sanitizers with them into school. And, you know, Purell can be very chafing. It can make their hands very raw and red. And I have to tell you, you know, our children love our hand sanitizer, which is just as effective as Purell, but is moisturizing. Because it does have tea tree oil in it.
And I do have a question I just want to clarify. I guess we have a lot of folks, some folks in the chat room that are interested in taking you up on your offer. The membership offer, is that going to be good for an entire year, Janice, or how long will that membership? Okay, great.
Yes.
Linda Johnson in the chat room had been asking that, but I couldn't figure out what she was saying. But, Linda, I got it. And yes, that membership offer, Janice just said, is going to be good for a year. So you guys really, really should take advantage of that because it is good for a year. And we have another question. It's like I'm trying to do two or three things at one time. This question is from a young lady. Actually, no, this is a guy. This is a gentleman joining us tonight. He is from South Carolina. His name is Patrick, and Patrick wants to know, do you sell any type of specific products for men? Good question.
Yes, we do. In fact, we have an entire line of men's products, everything from shaving cream to aftershave to antiperspirants and, you know, just everything, soaps, wonderful soaps, sports soaps. And we also have, I haven't even mentioned, we have an excellent line of nutritional supplements and fitness products. In fact, we sponsored 5 Olympic athletes last year in Beijing. So we have an excellent line of men's vitamins and nutritional supplements as well.
Great. That is absolutely wonderful. So, Patrick, I hope that you are able to hear that. And, again, if you are interested and ordering any of these products, Janice has been very nice to waive the membership fee for an entire year. But that offer, remember, is only good up until August the 27th. So you have until the 27th to take advantage of that. And again, I just think it's, you know, it's just a great way to try the products. Tony swears by them, so I think if Tony likes them, then I have to say I like them because, you know, Tony is the type of person. She's been everywhere. She travels all over the place, and she is a business owner herself. And I know she gets to see a lot of products and goods and services just in the line of work that she is in. And again, she seems to be swearing by the hand sanitizer. So that's what I am going to try. Janice, give us the email address once again.
Okay, it's my name, Janice, and it's spelled Janice. My last name, Teeter, T as in Tom, E-E-T-E-R, at iglide.net, iglide.net.
Great. And, again, that information, guys, I will keep that up there on my website, so it will actually be there for a while, so you don't have to worry about writing it down, or you can always email me and I'll make sure that you get the information. Also, you are on Facebook and you're also on LinkedIn. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I do want to mention that I had a mastectomy, a complete mastectomy, and I had chemotherapy. And if there are any breast cancer survivors or anyone who is currently undergoing breast cancer, I would be very happy to be available to you. And I may, you know, I may have some secrets to share from some things that helped me cope during my cancer experience. And I'd also like to recommend an excellent book by Dr. Devra Lee Davis, who is actually the president of the Environmental Health Trust. She's an epidemiologist, and she wrote a phenomenal book called The Secret History of the War on Cancer. It was a top pick by Newsweek, and it has really formed the basis for a lot of national cancer policy discussions. And so I encourage anyone who has a concern, as I do, about the relationship between toxic chemicals and cancer to definitely check out that book.
And actually, inside the chat room, when Tony brought up a good point, Janice, remember earlier when we talked on the phone, I told you there was a young lady that I wanted you to meet, and her name is Maima Carmel, and she founded an organization called the Tiger Lily Foundation because she is a breast cancer survivor. And Tony knows Maima as well, and Tony just mentioned inside the chat room about Tiger Lily. So I'm definitely going to make sure that I put you in touch with her, as I mentioned to you earlier, because she is very much like yourself, just a great advocate out there for women and also breast cancer. And Linda also just mentioned inside the chat room that she has a friend right now going through treatment. So I'm so glad, Janice, that you just mentioned that and you put that in there. I'm just so glad.
Yes. I know how important and helpful it was to me when I was undergoing my treatments to be able to connect with women who had successfully completed theirs.
And also do me one more favor, because the time, Janice, it's funny because I originally had you booked for 25 minutes, but we've been on the air now for 45 minutes, so I hope that that's okay with you. You just kept giving great information, so I couldn't cut the conversation short. But give us the name of the book and the author once again, because Linda Johnson is asking for it inside the chat room.
Okay, and it's Dr. Devra Lee Davis, and it's about the war on cancer.
Okay, great. And you know what I will do privately, perhaps, Janice, you can email me that information, and I'll put that on my status for everyone to see. But in any event, I'm so glad that you came on. We only have about a minute left. Thank you so much. You've given out just so much really, really good information besides the offer that you have given my listeners as well as the folks inside my chat room. Cheryl just says this has been a fantastic call. Linda says that it's been a wonderful show, that you've given out so much good information. So I just want to just thank you so much for taking the time. I know you've been traveling on the road a lot. So just thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, you've given us so much great information this evening, Janice.
Well, Victoria, it's been my pleasure. I have so enjoyed talking with you. It's a great program, and I absolutely will look forward to coming back in December and so that everybody can take advantage of the products for safe Christmas gifts. But you've been wonderful to allow me on your show, and I'm just delighted that you invited me to join you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and we will definitely talk again very soon. You be well, okay?
Okay, thank you, and you stay well too.
Okay, thank you so much. Isn't she absolutely wonderful? I mean, I just knew that you guys would just absolutely love her. And one thing that I like about Janice is that, you know, she's very, very, very into all the scientific information. And again, you know, this is a woman who had an entire career on Capitol Hill. She worked with one of the major key senators that's still on the Hill right now. So she's got an impressive resume and, you know, right now just taking the time to help all of us. So in any event, Tony, you are fabulous. Michael Kay, you did a great job inside the chat room. Linda Johnson, I love you. Cheryl with Moms Are Us, who's about to be honored, I think, next week. I can't see the pictures for that. And Lisa, I'm going to give you the title, Lisa, as being in charge of fan coordination, because you are my number one fan. If Cindy heard me say that, she probably will hurt me, though. But anyway, guys, I'll check you out on Facebook. Hugs and kisses. And I'm on the air tomorrow with Jewel Green. And you got to hear why Jewel has decided to stop eating meat. Then the next day, the one and only Michael, my new co-host, will be on to talk about what he's doing so far with entertainment on the show. I'll see you guys later. You have been listening to At Home with Victoria. Good night, everyone.